World Without Men is an analysis of what an all-female economy would look like. As the war on the sexes crosses into its seventh decade and the intersexual screaming reaches a fevered pitch, did anyone actually take the time to see if women's original claim was at all in any way true? That women are not dependent on men? That women truly and factually did not need them?
No!
Ask and you shall receive. Pick up your copy of A World Without Men, an analysis of an all-female economy by Aaron Clary, today. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box. Because if you don't,
you're internalizing your misogyny, weh?
Hey, what's going on, you philandering fart knockers? Welcome to
Run Roast!
With two Richards in a car. Now, before we get started, I have a special, special present for Pop here, because I talk about these sorts of reactions on the show all the time, but you guys rarely, if ever, get to see them. So,
come on, man.
So we got these for you. See, homemade snickerdoodles.
Motherfucker.
What?
You might as well just lick those and stick them on my ass and hips, because that's right where they're going to go.
Waft the scent.
Yeah, bastard.
But today's story comes to us in the form of a letter with a donation that comes from, Roy G. Bindigov, 30-pound Brian, if you prefer. He's Meteor, in the Gilded Chat, for those of you who know him.
All right.
He decided to send us a little bit of his life story. If y'all remember our last Ride and Roast about the journey to manhood, this is kind of along the same lines. But, as we all know, there is no specific recipe for trying to ruin the lives of your children. It just seems like people are finding new ways to do it all the time.
I want to be honest, women are pre-programmed to do this with their selfishness.
A lot of modern women, especially if they think they don't need a man, they don't realize that subconsciously they're trying to groom their own children to take the position that the man in their life doesn't want.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Are you ready?
Yep.
He starts with, "What are you gonna do?" All agape, zero arrows. Hey, Pop, Blake, Jimmy, Dave, and of course, Battle Hobbit. Thank you. Where to begin? I was a 5-year-old husband in 1975.
Oh my God.
Man of the house.
I was 7.
Yeah, drive them off, and then they try to turn their offspring into the man that they drove off or that left them.
Or to help fill the void that's left behind.
Yes, and then they deliberately try to cripple your ability to adult successfully so that you feel stuck taking care of them in their sunset years.
If you're the eldest son, that usually is part of the obligation.
But this is not how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
All my life, I was looking for a role model. I'm sure my HSPS, homo suspicion points stack, is dangerously high. But I never got no booty juices on my Peg D.
Okay.
Which, in my humble opinion, precludes the requirement for more homo suspicion points. For thou art confirmed flaccid. Well, that's good to know. At least we're all on the same page on that one right now. Shit happens.
Yeah, only when you roll her over and she says, put it in my butt.
I put it in my butt.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I like your vagina. Is that so wrong?
No.
He continues, it's amazing I've made it this far in life. All the mistakes I've made, stepping in bear traps, landmines, getting tongue-tied, trying to be a cunning linguist, telling the truth, and, in quotes, trying to help.
Uh-huh. Well, women hate it when you tell them the truth. And they love it when you come to the rescue, but they will definitely throw a fit if you expect it to be reciprocated.
You notice all the things that he's talking about here, getting tongue-tied, trying to be a cunning linguist, so he's trying to be, you know, a successful flirtation artist,
telling
the truth and trying to help. Those are three core ingredients in the recipe of being a nice guy. Which we all know, when women call you a nice guy, they don't actually mean you're nice, they mean you are weak. I was angry at the world until, fairly recently, I realized exactly why. And this is when it starts to get good. My older sister pointed out that my mother is a narcissist about 5 years ago. I had already been watching your content since very early on. The unadulterated truth blended with comedy and moments of deep gravity. Not to be confused with the kind of gravity that you usually see at Walmart in the self-checkout aisle.
Well, they have a new bra size for that.
Oh,
double
really?
D long?
Double D long, yes.
Put them boulders in a holder, buddy!
No! So often, I have comments and interjections, but I'm a bit of a technological dinosaur and frugal to the point of being a cheapskate. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. In this economy, you know what? You're leaps and bounds ahead of all the people out there who feel like they want all the
free shit.
And first of all, if you're living by yourself, what do you mean you're calling yourself a cheapskate?
People really throw that word deserve around a little bit too much.
It's kind of like dessert.
You deserve to spoil yourself a little bit. Once in a while, fine. But if you keep giving in to that... to that mindset enough time, sooner or later, you're going to deserve yourself right into the poorhouse.
I'm only burning my half.
I fucked up a date once with a Chinese girl from the pool hall. I showed up empty-handed, and I ate the pepper. I directly disobeyed. The date was over. She went to her room, changed her clothes, and shuffled me out ahead of her. I think I dodged that bullet.
Okay, you have some skin.
Her ass was bigger than I had imagined. Of course, there were times the pussy just fell or jumped right onto my diaka.
A trip and fall incident.
Yeah, that happens sometimes,
it happens,
right?
Yeah. You trip and fall on it 220 times in 5 to 7 minute increments. It happens all the time.
Yeah, a lot of married women have told me this story over and over again. You know? I mean, I'm not sure how it goes.
Well, the man in their lives, you know, sets a pudding trap, they slip and fall onto the peg D.
Yeah. I mean, the power goes out.
Yes.
You know, you don't know what's going on. Like, you can't see. Dude's just laying there on the couch. You know, like, he broke in. You don't know he's there. And he must have been watching some Orn Pay right before the power cut. You sat down and you thought, oh, no. And you just... You jumped up, but you couldn't jump up too far because, you know, you got a bum knee, right? So you just keep bouncing on it until completion.
I mean,
an accident could happen to anyone.
Or they just back up onto it and go, oh, no. And then they do it another 220 times in a 5 to 7 minute increment.
Yeah, they didn't mean to, is the moral of the story here.
Yeah,
I mean, it was an accident. It could happen to anybody.
Yeah. Totally, I understand.
You know what rhymes with orgasm? Sarcasm. Only once that I know of, the girlfriend had a child, but she had started running the rooster gauntlet, so paternity was questionable at best.
Well, I mean, these things do happen in the, you know, the hen house.
Yes.
If there's more than one rooster.
Yeah, the roosters really love to parade around that hen house.
You have no idea what happened.
Yeah, it's another accident, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. It's all good. And how dare you ask for a DNA test?
Oh, yeah.
You
don't trust me?
That is patriarchy. And you should be strung up by your laurels.
Or your loins.
Your loins, yeah. To have each individual scrotum hair plucked with tweezers.
To the core.
To the core,
of course,
yes.
Till it bleeds.
My God! Oh!
I met her, my daughter, when she was 5. She licked my nose. Her mother named her Alexandria Catherine. And married a military guy who hung out at the coffee shop.
Give me that coffee, now.
My mother told me that the best thing for her, my daughter, was to let her go.
Now, first of all, that is some bad goddamn advice.
No shit.
Don't take that advice, gentlemen. If you have a child out there, this is just me talking. But do everything in your power to stay in that child's life. And if they successfully drive you off, at least you won't have that lingering regret at the end of your days. I should have done more.
Instant daddy issues. Just insert single mama, or in this case, ask for a single mama's advice. Because, you know, obviously their intuition wasn't wrong.
No! Oh.
Fwakin Kwantaha.
Sounds refreshing.
But it really isn't. All that anger I had at the world, it was real. I was angry that the world would not conform to the illusion I was brought up in. That's very key to remember, dudes.
It's called red pill rage?
Yep. We all know what the modern leftoids are like, and the left wouldn't be the left without single mamas to lead the charge. They want the world to conform to their imagination, not to reality. And if you bring up a child in that vein, well, we all know exactly what that looks like. Just look at Gen Z. How's that going for you? The fucking illusion of a narbipole bajistic strong and independent poenseth. I love my mother, but I can't stand her.
I understand your frame of mind in that.
They're family. Deep down, you always love them. You don't have to like them.
No, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Blood is thicker than water, but so is diarrhea. I'm just saying. I did call my mom the other day. She doesn't remember making her little brother my godfather and her little sister my godmother.
Is it just me or is that weird?
Maybe it was my Uncle Doug, but he lives in Florida and he lost his oldest and only boy in a motorcycle crash.
Oh, dude.
Alcohol was involved. I was about 14 at the time.
I remember this letter now. Yeah.
I feel for your Uncle Doug, man. Dude, that's the kind of pain you never get over. Oh.
Yeah.
Raise a glass for Uncle Doug. Because we don't pity the dead around here, we pity the living.
And above all those who live without love.
So I've been sitting on this for a while. I'm running the old stuff on autoplay. In crew, accrue, and incur. See, I can kind of decipher the popster too. So much is still true. Mangina was particularly prickly.
We had a lot of hate mail over that one.
Oh, fat, angry Santa?
There's like three or four of them that were really upset over that one.
How dare you?
It's one thing when a woman tries to tell you what a real man is, because we all know that women have no clue what a real man is. It's not going to come off the same if it comes from Rachel Madcow as it does from Pop, for example. Although she's kind of a man in her own right from time to time.
She's got a man neck.
It'll be a man neck for now. Sooner or later, it's going to be a second set of lips, if you know what I mean. And I'm not talking about the ones on her face.
A man neck maniac.
Yeah. I'd say when they're young, you know, it's like a helium balloon, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You blow it up. It's nice and smooth, right? Uh-huh. You know? And then over time, it starts to shrivel and, you know, the parts that were stretched out start to develop some bumps and wriggliness. And sooner or later, what used to fly high just kind of sinks to the ground.
And you wind up with Kamala Harris neck.
Yes. But I have matured enough to receive it as constructive criticism. And that's all it was ever meant to be.
Correct.
Just so we're all clear. That's all that was ever meant to be. If you cannot laugh at yourself, if you cannot laugh at what masculinity has become under the reign of a generation of single mothers.
Two generations.
Two generations of single mothers. Either way, bad. Bad, right?
This is real bad.
This is about as bad as it gets.
We're in free fall now.
I digress. So much is connected, and I know your concern doesn't reach me for real. My sob story is very much my problem. And you know what? For a lot of dudes out there, and a lot of women especially, because women love to do the finger-pointing game, and they've raised, you know, two generations of men now to do the same, that's the first step toward taking responsibility and turning all that shit around.
Yep.
When you realize that your problem is your problem, and that 90% of the time you're directly responsible for it, you can fix it.
Yeah, even if you're not, you can still accept the fact that, yes, you got boned, and you can recover from it.
Yeah, even when it is, you know, from someone else, usually we're to blame in some way for inviting that person into our life and not spotting the biohazardous material seeping through the pores.
100%. I mean, I took the responsibility, you know, for what happened. You know, when I got divorced, I chose the wrong woman.
Chose
poorly.
And that's really one of the first lessons that we can teach you as, especially a younger man, if you're growing up and you want to do the family thing. If you were raised in a dysfunctional house, chances are you're going to seek out dysfunctional relationships. Okay? And it's best to nip that in the bud, maybe get some therapy. I'll take the rapist for 20. Get a little of that, you know. Learn to spot those things that you are going to be subconsciously attracted to that are not going to take you down a good path, and you can learn to avoid them. Because let's be honest, we're below replacement now. It's not going to get any better.
Nope.
I mean, white kids have been outnumbered by minorities in school districts now for over 10 years. But the great replacement is just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm on my way out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm.
And what's really bad about the great replacement theory is that when you're talking about the, having children, we're doing it to ourselves.
Yes, we are.
But I want to share how much you have helped me to untangle the bitch brain, thought taught, blue-pilled, sociopathic social retard my mother created.
Yeah, I understand completely.
This guy's starting with the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Jackson, people can think what they want about him. He did nothing wrong. FYI, if you haven't watched Razor Fist's series exposing all of the bullshit about those accusations against MJ, check it out. I will put a link in the Meat Gazer box. But that song, you know, when you're talking about looking at the world and figuring out what to change and starting with the man in the mirror, do it.
Yep.
Because if you're not on an even keel, if you're not balanced, you're no good to anybody. Thank God I never went to a therapist long enough to be diagnosed. I saw a cork board at WMU one evening, little labels with the several symptoms of various diagnoses, more than one applied.
It's a dartboard of excuses to take pills.
Don't go to those therapists. If you walk into a therapist's office and their first instinct is to write you a script, they're a bad therapist, move on.
Correct.
I'm an idiot savant. Among other things, unguided ballistic missile that spent the bulk of its fuel, but I have ideas. Hopefully no evil ideas. We know what happens when savants with evil ideas go on road trips.
I'm sorry, I'm an evil genius.
I could fuck up those people's lives with a pickup truck and an IED.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. The look on your face was priceless. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So this is Road Chats with Pop, huh? All right, cool. It's fine. I have an idea to take back the currency. It's our money. By the way, TBI at 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Wow, shit. Fell 10 feet, well, fell 20 cocks. He's using the dick stacking platform to tell us how he hurt his head. That's bad, right?
Yeah.
So 20 cocks can give you a TBI, ladies. Remember that.
It's funnier. In the military when I had to get into some positions that were close to objectives. And they'd be like, Pop, are you in position? Roger that, I'm 900 penises away. You hear everyone, they have night vision on. Everybody's running for business. You can hear everyone laughing over the radio.
So you are 900 penises away in the mercenary position? Is that what we're talking about here? So he fell 20 cocks head first onto cement on the shore of Lake Michigan.
Oh my God.
They called it a concussion and a broken arm that saved my life. So here's the idea. Woo. I was wondering if he was just kind of going off in the weeds here. Okay, but he's leading us back in. Our money was once silver. $1, 1 ounce of silver. Now, hypothetically, Michigan could create a bank like North Dakota did a century ago and create money out of the collective value of the state or perhaps the Commonwealth, paper from the same mint that prints the debt dollars. Michigan money will be valued as silver and can only be earned into circulation, presumably for improving and or preserving the infrastructure and so the value of the Commonwealth. Win-win.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not an economist. But I would be very interested to see what somebody like Cappy has to say about this, because he is actually
an economist.
A card-carrying economist. So, Cappy, if you're watching this video, shoot us an email. Let me know what you think. Maybe we'll have you on a stream and we can talk about this idea as it applies or doesn't apply rationally. He continues, so do not sign, but autograph your name on the currency earned, hence a big red E. Are you red E? Are you E? Oh, no. For the good of the people, the Fed must honor the value of our money. In very short order, all the debt dollars will be converted to value currency. So my hope is that each of these dollars may be valued as silver. That's an interesting thought, that's for sure.
Well, yeah.
But I think the first step is not so much overhauling the currency as it is overhauling the bureaucracy that seems to have no other goal but to inflate itself and keep stealing from us.
They keep hiring people to do unnecessary jobs to torment people unnecessarily.
Yeah. How many of these bureaus have responsibilities and jurisdictions that just overlap onto each other? We don't need that.
Yeah, and also, if you can't sue them for damages they do to you, they don't need to exist.
Amen to that. If you need qualified immunity to do your job, you're deliberately trying to do shit that's illegal.
Correct.
Just like the reason why they want to take your guns is because they want to be able to do shit that might get them shot.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you all for your unique and valuable contribution to the rewiring of this once pussified White Knight Captain Savojo. Now, my give-a-fucker stays offline.
So does mine now.
I knew a guy who would sell me rats' asses, and about twice a day, I gave a shit. Are we just going to end this whole thing in a bunch of double entendre euphemisms? If so, I'm all for it.
Yes, yes. Bring it on.
I am blessed beyond measure, for God is father to the fatherless. I lose track counting my blessings. I am wise and witty in certain ways from all the mistakes that I made along the way. So that's one thing that the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie got absolutely right. When they're talking about changing his past, and the TVA lady's like, you know, his past made him the man that saved the world. There's nothing to fix here.
Absolutely.
We all have regrets, but it's important to remember that your regrets are only mistakes if you don't learn from them.
Which is a travesty in and of itself.
Correct. If you don't learn anything from it, chances are you blamed everyone else for it and are perpetually a teenager. Modern women, I'm sorry.
And what was that? You will repeat that mistake.
Yes, especially if you were raised exclusively by one of them. No more coulda, woulda, shoulda. Now I take responsibility. I didn't shoot myself, but I have a bullet wound, and no one is coming to help me unless I ask. That's called being a man. No one's coming to help you unless you ask for it, and even then, it's only going to be the people that you really can count on, and most of us don't know who those people are until you're in that situation.
Sometimes they might not be able to ride to the rescue. They might be able to ride up and throw down some tools so you can unfuck your own situation.
And also, there's this to consider. If you're a serial bad decision maker and you ask for help, chances are you won't get it.
Yeah, you will actually fall upon a boy called Wolf Syndrome.
Yep. Just think of a lot of the women in your life that you loaned money to.
Yeah.
Because we all know it's not really a loan. It's a gift.
Yes, you just don't know it yet.
There you go. Not that I would know about that or anything.
We've all done that mistake. I've done it several times.
Honestly, dudes, women love to be objectified by men that they desire. So if you want to asshole your way out of the friend zone and one of these bitches asks you for money, just be like, well, I know you're not going to pay me back, so let's discuss trade.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I might need you to provide a mouth hug with a head bob or snorkel my kiaka.
Well, what are you talking about? I'm not a sleutstitute. Well, let's just be honest. If you had a husband, he would be taking care of all of this stuff for you in exchange for everything that I'm currently asking for in trade.
Correct.
So, yes, you are.
It's just, you can give it a different title, but at the end of the day, it's the same stencil.
Oh, man, I can hear all the heads exploding from here. It's like the end of Kingsman. Gentlemen, this is his advice to you. Just remember to count your blessings and seek the good, for it exists side by side. Maybe you'll all receive blindfolded fellatio from each other's toothless grandmother.
Oh, God. Holy shit.
Woo! It's time for a denture adventure. I give all knife hand and no fox. He said, here, just a little note on the side here. I don't know what it is with you savants and your evil genius sender, but you love doing the lines in the margins.
I do that all the time.
That was my favorite thing about the early pop culture days. He would come in with like these articles that he had read, and then these women would be making this point. There'd just be a circle with a big line going over to the margin, and instead of something like debunking, it would just say, fuck off.
Piece of shit.
You suck my
logic damning.
Pucker up, buttercup.
But that's it. That's good. And this gentleman did send this in with a $500 donation to the regiment to help us save lives. So we bow to you. We are not worthy.
Thank you very much.
We have these editors that are helping us out now so that we can continue to do this content and not have to close up shop, essentially.
Yes.
So every little bit that you guys send our way helps. If you have a story of the content that we make helping you to figure some stuff out, or maybe it just helped you to make some sense of what happened in your past that brought you to this point, send them our way. Because the most important thing that modern men can do is understand that their circumstances are not unique and they're not alone.
Absolutely.
That is usually enough to keep the cordless hole punchers out of their mouth. Because we've been conditioned to think that obviously no one is coming to save us, but you don't have to save each other necessarily to just help.
Yeah.
Right? Only you can save yourself.
Yeah. You are the only one that heals yourself. You have to seek out the information and apply it properly and have mm-hmm. the discipline to do so.
We tell it to these ladies all the time when we're responding to their articles. Happiness does not come from out there.
That's right. It
comes from in here. And if you go looking for it, chances are you can have it taken away from you very easy.
Or you'll never truly find it.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
You will confuse companionship for happiness and then wonder why it's not the answer to all of your problems. Hence, 80% of divorces are filed by women.
They sure are.
If only you were happy with yourself before you started looking for a life partner, maybe you wouldn't, I don't know, fuck up all the time. Or fuck all the time.
Or both.
Yeah. You fuck up and throw down, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
But if you guys want to help us out and you haven't contributed to the show and maybe you want to just toss us a bone or two, there's QR codes on the screen. You can send a one-time direct donation to places like Cash App, but then there's also Local, Subscribestar, Odyssey, GiveSend Bro, and that's where you get access to the Gilded Chat, the movie streams, the private streams of the Popster on Sundays. It's a good time. So watch out for each other, help each other, but remember, only you can save yourself and prevent forest fires.